Listener, did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern that you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's mind magic gummies for deep work and creativity, PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for action and turn every touch into a full body experience. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, but Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get to the perfect mood. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, listeners get 20% off their first order with code Obscura. Head to Mood.com, find your functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code Obscura when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
911 emergency, what are you reporting? Hello? Hello?
Hello, we can help you answer the favorite. The phone is burning.
Hello?
We can answer the favorite.
Hello?
The phone is burning.
Come
on, get out. I cannot take it off.
Hello? Hello?
It's a limousine?
Yes.
And it's on the right-hand shoulder?
Correct. Westbound on the high rise.
Okay. What color is the one, though?
Looks like a white with a black top, something like that.
Is there anyone on the vehicle?
I saw two people who were running around the airport, myself.
Okay, we are getting the call, and we do have help en route to them already, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, have a safe day. Bye.
The car on fire, but I don't... Oh, westbound, west of the high-rise. Let me look at this one. Limo blocking the 3, but nobody said it's on fire, but it's on fire, huh?
Yeah, it is on fire. I just drove by it.
Did you see flames or smoke?
Yeah, I saw flames, and I saw people standing out of the car.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like the back of the car.
Oh, something. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a good night.
Thank you, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Fire.
So it's a limo on fire?
Yeah.
Is westbound where out on the bridge?
It's near the peak, I guess.
At the high rise?
Yeah, where it goes up. Right on a down slope.
Is it on the right-hand shoulder?
Yes, it's on the right-hand shoulder.
And where are the flames coming from?
At the back.
What's your name, sir?
I'm sorry?
What's your name? We'll get everybody started.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye. Pink Radio.
Hey, it's 143-S1, and I've got an emergency.
Go ahead.
I've got a car fire. Calm down. I'm a highway patrol. All right, I'm calling them right now. This is 143-S1. I've got a car fire, westbound 92,
at the high
right on the incline. It's a limousine that's fully engulfed, and I think people are. There are people trapped in.
Okay, I'm going to transfer you over to the fire department, okay?
Okay.
Just one moment.
Department emergency dispatcher 125, what's the location of your emergency?
Hi, CHP transferring caller for a car fire westbound 92 at the high rise.
All right. And do you have a log on that?
Yeah, the log number for this is 3376.
3376?
Uh-huh.
Do we know if it's east or west of?
It's westbound 92. We're getting calls west of the high-rise or right at the high-rise. It's a limousine blocking on fire.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Patty.
9-1, what are you reporting?
Yeah, we're leaving from the baby tower. Same party. There's five people inside the car.
Ma'am, what's that?
San Mateo Bridge.
Ma'am, I understand. You're reporting the car fire on the San Mateo Bridge. Are you involved or passerby?
Yeah, we are the passing
chairs. Okay,
yeah,
and ma'am, are there other parties inside the vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, can I get your name, ma'am?
Yeah, ma'am.
Ma'am, your phone number?
Yeah, this one.
You're in the vehicle, ma'am.
Oh, we are. 9 people.
Nine people are still in the limo. You're going through the fire, ma'am. Stay on the line.
Ambulance emergency dispatcher 125.
San Mateo, I had a party that was out there. She says there's a party still locked in the vehicle.
Okay, we do have everybody on the way. Go ahead and put her through.
And she dropped. Do you want her number?
Yes, please.
Okay, 0.
Great. Did she say how many people were trapped?
And she was screaming. It sounded like I heard her say 9 people, but I don't know if that was the number of people in the vehicle or in the group.
Okay, very good. We'll update the fire department. Everybody's on the way.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
911 emergency. What are you?
Oh, yeah. Hello. I'm on the 92.
You're reporting a car fire on the highway 92 by the high rise.
Yes.
All right, we've got our highway patrol officers and fire engines around. Okay, it's for that limousine.
Yeah, the limousine, the white limousine. Yeah.
Okay, and sir, what's your name? How much? You have a safe drive, okay?
You're welcome.
All right, good night, sir. Bye.
Okay, the people are telling me there's 5 more people trapped inside.
Courtney, can you update fire?
That one I tried opening?
Okay. They're coming right now. Just stand over here. Okay.
Okay, we've got everybody on the way. Can you...
Okay.
Do you want to update fire that there's 5 people inside?
They said there's 5 people trapped inside, and I've got 5 people sitting here on the side.
Okay.
I've got 2 other people that just stopped, and the doors are locked. I can't get inside the car.
Okay.
All right. Just stay back there.
Okay. We've updated fire. The unit's on the way. The fire department's on the way.
Okay.
Is there anything else you need me to do?
No, I don't think there's anything we can do. Right now, I've got traffic is fairly slow, but we're on the decline. There's the rear of the limo is fully engulfed, and the doors are locked.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. We've got 2 units.
All right, you got to stay over here. How many people are in there? Okay. Just stay up this side.
Yeah.
All right, I'll try to keep them out of the lanes. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ladies on the sitting on the ground.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, we've updated them as best we can, so hopefully they'll be there
okay.
soon.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right, bye.
911 emergency, what are you reporting?
Hi, there's a limousine on fire on the eastbound San Mateo Bridge.
Maybe. Yeah, we have it at
the... Westbound, sorry.
Yeah, oh, the limo.
Okay. Got it. All right,
yep,
thanks.
Thank you, bye.
San Mateo Bridge, do you know what direction?
We're going towards Foster City.
Are you in the vehicle?
No, we're not. We're outside.
And they can't get out? Hello?
Yes.
Which direction are you going on the bridge? East or west?
Towards Foster City.
Towards Foster City from where?
Oh, ma'am.
From where? So are you going to be on the westbound side?
We're going towards Foster City.
So you're going to be on the westbound side, is that correct?
What?
Is that on the westbound side, sir?
I don't know, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. Let me get this over to the radio. What is your name? She over to fire two, okay? We got it over to the radio. Fire department emergency dispatcher 125, what's the
name? Hey, CHP, westbound 92 east of Foster City is a limo burning up on the freeway with people inside.
Okay, you have the caller on the line?
Yes, sir.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Hi, sir. We have the fire department on the way. Can you tell me how many people are in the vehicle?
I don't know, ma'am. I don't know.
Okay. I understand you don't know. That's okay. I want you to keep your distance, okay? We have people on the way. And they're right before the high-rise westbound on the bridge, correct?
Yeah.
911 emergency. What are you reporting?
There's a
vehicle on fire.
Yeah, on the San Mateo Bridge.
But just confirming, sir, is it on the eastbound or the westbound side of 92?
It's the westbound, right before you can be crossing it at the peak of it.
Is that high rise?
Yeah, the high rise area. It's a little bit before that, but it's pretty bad.
And, sir, just confirming, fast lane is number one. Left to right, what lane number is it going to be in?
It's all the way on the right-hand side.
The far slow lane or the right-hand shoulder?
The far slow lane. I think they pulled over to the shoulder, but everybody's going towards the left lane.
All right, we're getting fire and our highway patrol officers. And what's your name? Thank you so much. You have a safe drive, okay?
Okay.
Good night, sir. Bye. 911 emergency. What are you reporting?
There's
a car on fire. A limousine.
I'm not sure what kind of car.
We have a we have a limousine. And is this the one by the high rise?
No, this is on San Mateo Bridge.
I'm going westbound direction.
Going westbound direction.
We have a car fire westbound on Highway 92, just right at the high rise, for a limousine to the right-hand shoulder now, with parties out of the vehicle.
I have no idea.
Did you just pass it, or you just see it from your residence?
We're afraid to pass it.
You're stopped?
We're all passing it.
Oh, you are passing it?
It is a limousine.
Listener, we all wish we had more ways to save more. Chime understands that every dollar counts. That's why, when you set up direct deposit through Chime, you get access to fee-free features like fee overdraft coverage, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, and more. Chime is banking done right. Open a checking account with no monthly fees and no maintenance fees. Get paid up to 2 days early when you set up direct deposit. With qualifying direct deposits, you're eligible for free overdraft up to $200 on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Today, Chime has spotted members over $30 billion. Open a checking account with no monthly fees and no maintenance fees, not to mention access to over 47,000 fee-free ATMs, more than the top three national banks combined. My younger self would have loved Chime. Work on your financial goals through Chime today. Open an account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime. Feels like progress.
Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Timing depends on submission of payment file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. Bank ranking and number of ATMs according to U.S. News & World Report 2023. Chime checking account required.
Obscura is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Okay, we've got a limousine out there. We have fire and we have CHP rolling out there. What's your name?
My name is
Dave. Just be careful on your way home, okay?
Yes.
All right, good night, ma'am. Bye.
Okay.
I want to mercy, what are you reporting?
Yes, hello. There was a car on fire on San Mateo Bridge on the left side. On the left lane.
Okay, yeah, we do have the call, and we're en route for him.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. I want emergency, what are you reporting?
There is a fire on the San Mateo Bridge.
Yeah, we have it. We're on the way. We're on the way. Thank you.
You got it.
Yeah.
Bye.
Fire.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, we're on the way for it, okay?
Alrighty, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going eastbound, but we saw it, and I haven't seen an emergency vehicle go by yet, and we're getting closer to the end of the bridge, and I'm like, should we call just in case?
Right, no problem.
We just assumed they had one, so.
Okay, yeah, it does look like we do have help in route. Just continue on your way for your safety, and thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 911 emergency, what are you reporting?
I'm reporting a car fire, limousine on the San Mateo Bridge westbound.
Okay, it looks like we do have a call. Just take all precautions for your safety and continue on your way, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Fire and emergency, what are you reporting?
Yeah, I just passed by a white limo that's totally on fire on the San Mateo Bridge.
Yeah, we have it. We're on the way.
Okay, so I want to make sure.
Okay.
911, what are you reporting?
I want to report a car, a limo, white limo.
Ma'am, your cell phone's cutting very bad. What are you reporting?
A fire.
Is it the?
Oh, hi. I just wanted to know if they notified. There's, if you guys know, there's possibly five people trapped inside that burning car.
After a thorough inspection of the vehicle involved and analysis of the business and maintenance records and extensive interviews with witnesses and survivors of this horrific incident, we have concluded the fire was accidental in nature. In analyzing the suspension system components of the limousine, CHP and fire investigators were able to determine that the primary catalyst of this tragedy was the catastrophic failure of the rear suspension system, which allowed the vehicle's drive shaft to ultimately come into contact with the floor pan. Contrary to what was previously reported in the media back in June, we cannot say that the airbags in the rear suspension system ruptured. Additionally, there was no evidence, contrary to what was reported, to show the rear of the vehicle came into contact with the roadway, thereby causing sparks and subsequently igniting the fuel tank. Additionally, during the course of our investigation, we learned that the driver, Mr. Orville Brown, may have been on his cell phone at the time of this tragedy. Mr. Brown was very cooperative with investigators, and upon review of his cell phone records, CHP and district attorney investigators determined Mr. Brown was not on his phone at the time of this tragedy.
So as soon as I pull over, there's already a lady coming through the partition. I have to unlock the door and get out. At that point, I think another lady was coming through. I'm on the phone. I'm trying to, you know, call 911. I can't. I'm shaking, you know. Some guys were trying to help also. Two guys stopped, and they were trying to help. Now, I don't know if the lady that actually pulled the lady out of the partition, I think she was the one that opened the back door first. The lady got stuck, and I tried to pull her. You know, I pull her, you know, and I'm trying to say, let's hurry up. At that point, when the door was open, it was horrific. It was just, the flames were high, and it seemed like they were, it's just, I don't know. I really don't know how to explain it, but the car was engulfed, you know, completely engulfed. And I felt that nobody could have survived that. You know, the flames were too high. It happened so fast. When they opened the door, that let the fire get oxygen, okay, that oxygenated the fire, and that fire spread so fast. It was horrific.
I even asked him, help me, because I bring out my head from the compartments and help me. So I just squeeze myself over there and slide myself. I just fell. And then I come down with that again. And then I look back. One of my friends already came out. And then I went back to get somebody else. I heard somebody else yelling, but he was being stuck. So I tried to pull him, to pull her out from there again. And then I tried to check. It's already dark. I really can't go inside anymore. I saw one of my friends, I really don't know if I pulled her. I cannot remember anymore. I'm the one who got burned. And that's it. Then two cars help us. They pull over and help us. I said, I need to go back. I need to go back and save her. And the man said, no, you cannot go back anymore. You cannot go back anymore. I didn't do nothing, you know. I even asked the driver. Even Jason, please open the door. Open the door. He didn't do anything. He just, I really didn't know. He was on the phone. He was just on the phone and left. If only we could help each other, then probably some of the others I already been saved.